We've been talking a little bit about this the last few days, or a few weeks, I guess. The big event that's going on over at Touch of Italy on the 25th. I hope I have that day right. Is it 25th? Please tell me I'm right.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I mean, even if you're lying, just tell me I'm right.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, yeah, thank you. Yeah. And on the 25th, they're having their carnival. They take Touch of Italy in Rehoboth, over there on Route 1, and they transform it into a street in Italy. Streets in Italy. And they transform the whole place, and they have five different regions, and food, and wine, and special, everybody gets dressed up, all the waiters are dressed in the garb from these areas. It's really a cool event. They only have a few tickets left. If you're thinking about going, go to touchofitaly.com/events. I think there's like 10 or 15 tickets left for this whole thing.
Wow, that's it.
Yeah, it's really cool. And it's very unique. It's a culinary treat. One of the things, though, that you do there is you could buy your tickets. They have raffle tickets. Now, these raffle tickets are for a trip of a lifetime to Italy. I mean, it's an $8,000 trip. There's only, I think, 300 tickets sold for this. So your odds of that are great.
Wow.
And Lisa Doak. Is it Doak? Doak?
Lisa Doak.
Man, that was my next guest. I was going Doak, Doak, and then Doak. Okay, Lisa Doak. She won last year. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. Buongiorno.
I was going to say buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Yeah. How stai?
Stai good. Okay, all right.
That's about the extent of my Italian.
So you won this. You won my trip last year.
I won your trip last year, want to win this trip. This is literally a trip of a lifetime, a dream come true, birthday wish granted. Such an amazing, amazing trip, just like everything they do at the Touch of Italy. It was fantastic.
Well, but your whole thing was even more, listen, I went online, I bought a ticket. You could do it too. I suggested go to touchofitaly.com/raffle and you can get a ticket. That's how I did it. But you did it a different way. Your story was amazing.
I did it a different way. And really, it's a great story because people can really feel like they have a renewed faith, call it faith, karma, definitely sweet justice. But I was at the Touch of Italy to celebrate my 50th birthday. My beautiful daughter, Lucy, treated me and about 20 of my closest friends and their families to a birthday dinner. And I was celebrating my divorce, actually, and hoping to have no more broken promises. But one of those promises was that I would be taken to Italy for my 50th birthday. And that didn't happen, but we did go to a Touch of Italy for dinner. And when my birthday cake came out, I made the wish, and I said, I'm going to Italy. I blew out the candle, and my dearest friend, Rob and Susan Woods, purchased a raffle ticket for me as a birthday gift, and I won.
Do you say Rob and Susan from Culture Pearl?
My other favorite restaurant, the Culture Pearl in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Ah, I love those people. They're wonderful.
Love those people. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Okay, so they bought your ticket, and you won.
I won, and I actually refused to answer the phone when they were trying to call me to tell me that I won because I didn't recognize the number. So I didn't. You don't have to be present to win, obviously.
Yeah.
And later I got a text message from Larry, and I insisted that he would meet me at a Touch of Italy to tell me in person that I won because I didn't believe it. I just didn't believe it. I still don't believe it, and I've already been and came back.
You still don't believe you won. So, man, that had to be wild. So you get a number, a call, and you see it, and you answer the message, and it says, hey, it's Larry, you won this trip to Italy. And you're like, yeah, right.
Well, I really did think that it was my friends because everybody knew about my birthday wish and, you know, how hopeful I was for my new future and all the positive things that were happening in my life. But I thought for sure they knew that the raffle drawing was that day. Somebody was trying to pull one over on me, so I didn't believe it. Yeah. I screamed actually right out loud when I read it, but I still didn't believe it. Larry had to come and tell me in person.
Okay. So that's a great story. I mean, the whole story up to this point is great. Now I want to hear about this trip. I'm a huge fan of Italy, and I'm sure you are too now, but tell us about your trip.
So the trip door to door and every minute in between was fantastic. I can't say enough good about how well I was treated by the plans that were made on my behalf by Sip and Larry and Foodie, and the great foundation that this benefits, because they picked me up in a limousine at my front door, drove me to New York, dropped me off at the curb with my beautiful daughter, Lucy, and our itinerary was perfectly balanced. Okay. I mean, it was stress-free. And if you're a mom out there, is there a such thing as a stress-free vacation? Only if you win this trip.
I was going to say, there is now, yeah.
Yeah, there is now, because I didn't have to think. The itinerary was so fun and well-balanced. We had enough time to do what kind of our own thing. But at the same time, we got to visit the Uffizi Gallery. We saw the David at the Academy, the Ponte Vecchio. We saw beautiful works of arts by Michelangelo and Bonatelli. The food. I mean, it is even better than you can imagine. I had one of the best meals of my entire life. It was with a fresh, wild mushroom. Like, I have to go back to Italy just to taste this again. It was so delicious.
Sounds like a trip.
Larry gave us
those fresh magic mushrooms. Remember that trip? That was a trip I'll never, ever forget.
I saw a lot of colors.
Exactly. Yeah,
it was cool. It was really cool.
Hey, my teenager is listening, so those were not the kind of mushrooms we were having. Absolutely not.
No. So you went out, and every night, every day, they had things. They had an itinerary, and they had everything lined up for you.
Everything lined up. And let me tell you something. They handed me $1,000. That is part of the prize. Mm-hmm. But most of my meals were included. We stayed at the beautiful Grand Cavour right in the center of Florence. Oh. At the rooftop bar, it looked like you could reach out and literally touch the Doma. The sunsets were gorgeous. But most of our meals, breakfast was included every day, and most of the dinners were included because we were taking on a great excursion. Mm-hmm. Always ended up at this beautiful old villa out in the Tuscany countryside, and the food was delicious. So
I so want this trip.
How many pounds did you gain on that trip?
I'm not telling. You're not supposed to ask that question.
I did not ask
how much you weigh. I asked how many pounds did you gain.
Listen, what happens in Italy stays in Italy. All the extra pounds stayed right in Italy.
Man. But this is...
You want to win this trip. You want to buy a ticket, and you want to go. Please do it. It is for a great cause.
The cause that they're doing this for. Do you know much about this cause?
I do, actually. It's sponsored by foodie.com and A Touch of Italy, and it benefits the culinary arts studies. So it's like send a kid to culinary art school. And they sent two kids with scholarship last year. And, you know, that's really great for our community because we're known for our wonderful restaurants. And, you know, they are supporting the future of our great food town, our tourist industry, and all the wonderful reasons why people come to Rehoboth Beach.
But I'll tell you what, there couldn't have been a better person to win this trip than Lisa.
Yeah.
You've done this before.
Lisa, what do you do for a living? I'm just curious.
Spokesperson for trips?
No, I was going to ask if you're with the Chamber of Commerce.
I should be, right? No, actually, when I first moved to Delaware, I applied there, but they didn't hire me.
Right.
I work for Mahala Jewelers. I'm a salesperson, and I'm also the event coordinator at the Cultured Pearl.
Nice.
Okay. You were the event coordinator for Culture Pro. Like, did you have something to do with their Cherry Blossom Festival?
I did, actually. That was such a great event, right?
Yeah.
It was the first ever, and the mastermind behind that, Susan Wood, just was fear sitting around one day and really wanted to reach out and do something for the people of Miyagi who suffered a devastating tsunami just 6 years ago. So the exchange students had come over to visit, and we just decided to throw them a great big week-long party.
Good for you. Good for you. Now, this whole thing is great. And I do agree. You know, send a kid to culinary school. Their foundation, the Rehoboth Foodie and Touch of Italy Foundation, what they do is, it really is a great thing. And, you know, see some of these kids come out of there otherwise without a chance to get that. And then the trip of a lifetime.
Yeah.
Karma is real. Karma is definitely real. It works. Believe.
Yeah, it's like that book. What was that book? The Secret.
Just believe. Just believe.
You know what? Off the air, I'll tell you the exact words I used when I made the wish on my birthday cake, and then you can get all your wishes to come true as well.
Okay, because I know the words you said when you won. Holy! I can't do it on the radio. Can't do that one. No.
I can't say these words.
Have you ever won anything even remotely like this before?
Never.
Like a big?
Never.
Have you ever won something big?
Never. Yeah. Never, ever. Yeah. But you know what? This was, in all seriousness, this was a dream come true. I have a ring that I bought while I was there, and not a day goes by that I don't think about being there. One of the beautiful moments was spending this isolated time with my daughter, Lucy, who turned 16 while we were there. We celebrated her birthday in a beautiful villa in a wine cellar with 40 strangers just echoing happy birthday to her. I mean, we had so many peak, beautiful experiences that it's hard to believe. So I look at this ring every day and I touch it and I know I was there because I have this ring. The memories will last a lifetime.
I'm with you. And really, you probably shouldn't insult them like that. You just said not a day goes by. Don't say Dago. That's not good.
Yeah.
that's very derogatory to them. I just thought you'd like to know.
Listen, I'm going to join Foodie on the bridge in a minute if you're not nice to me.
He's up there. He's there.
Listen, there are wonderful people. And they provide a wonderful trip. Beyond anything that I could have really dreamed of, anything that any of you could imagine, perfect from every moment just went perfectly.
Hey, Lisa, do me a favor. Come to my new place and introduce yourself. I'd love to meet you.
I will. I would love that.
Thank you.
I would love
Thanks.
That.
Yeah.
He opens on what day, Warren?
No, I'm just kidding. the last week of April.
There you go. You can stop by the last week of April.
I'm going to camp out. We're actually anticipating that.
Thank you.
You know, I drive by all the time, and we look every day, too. Like, when is it going to open? We can't wait.
That's very nice.
Lisa, I drive by there every day, too. Do you think it's weird that he put up the sign that says beef jerky? That's just such a strange name.
I heard a little bit about that this morning when I was listening to your show, so I'm not getting involved in that, not even a little bit.
All right, fine. I'll stay away from
that. There are young people listening to your show.
Next year, you and I will have so much to talk about. After I go and get back from this trip, we will be able to share our experiences.
Hey, I'm available. I'm available, as you know. I'm divorced now, so you can take me with you. We'll go together. I'll be your private tour guide.
Yeah, he's not.
I'm not.
Yeah, he's not.
Oh, all right. Well, that does interfere a little bit. I'm sure your wife would want to go.
All right, but I'm trying to win.
I got a better idea. Send her and I together. You can stay home.
No. I got a better idea. Let me win the tickets. I'm going with my wife. It's touchofitaly.com/events. Are you going to, I'm sure you're going to be at the carnival event, right?
I can't wait.
Okay.
Such a fun event and even more great prizes.
Okay.
And all the money goes to this Culinary Arts Scholarship Fund. So please go, please have fun, and I hope you win.
And you heard it here first.
And you did hear this here. You were not interviewed anywhere else. Here first. Her whole story been told here first. Foodie, did you hear that? Here first. No, just kidding. Lisa,
I told Foodie.
Sure, yeah.
Listen, I told Foodie first in person. I met him at a Touch of Italy one day just by chance, so he did get to hear the story.
But it wasn't on the air.
No, but it's the same amount of people would have heard it. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, Foodie. Just kidding. All right, anyway. Lisa, make sure you introduce yourself to me at the carnival. I want to meet you. I really do.
All right. I would love that. Thank you guys so much. And everybody buy a ticket and go to the carnival.
I will do.
Thank you.
Lisa Doak, thank you.
All right, ciao.
Ciao.
Arrivederci.
There you go. All right, it's 9:35. I was kidding, Foodie. I'm seriously going to be mad at me. Don't. But it is a great thing.
I can hear him stepping over the rail.
If you go to this event, the carnival, like I said, only a few tickets left, get them. It's not the food you normally get at Touch of Italy. They bring in certain stuff from all over these different regions, and they pair it with wines and stuff. It's really cool.